This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jason Dunn from Hope Nelson, a pleasure to be catching up with you. How are you?
The pleasure is mine. I am excellent. Glad to be on the air today with you, Aaron.
It's been a while since we spoke. Well, it's been since last year, and you came out to Australia for 10 days. How was that experience?
It was the best 10 days of my life.
Oh, really?
Yep. Australia has a special place in my heart now. After being there, I didn't really want to leave. It was one of those experiences where I was like, oh, I really have to go. It's like, oh, shoot, 10 more days. Like, no, 9 more days.
See, I would have thought as a Canada boy, you would have preferred snow and all that kind of things. But you liked it, did you?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. You know, nice to get away from the snow and then go back to there. It's like, okay, this is awesome.
You didn't ride a kangaroo as we spoke about last time?
I attempted.
All right.
Well, when we first flew in, we flew into Brisbane, and we went to a zoo with a bunch of kangaroos and stuff like that. And I went to of course, I had to go to the biggest kangaroo to try to kiss. And I kind of had that look. I'm like, I think it's going to kick me. So
yeah, they like to punch.
And they advised me to stop.
Well, Jason, of course, we're chatting because your new album, Crazy Love, is coming out very soon. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. I feel pretty good. I'm excited. You know, it's a record I think we're all pretty proud of. We put a lot of work into it, and so I'm excited for everyone to hear the finished product.
I know. You're up to number 5. Do you think this is the best you've done yet?
Well, it's definitely not the worst.
Which one's the worst? Are you going to admit that?
In my opinion?
Yeah, sure.
Hawk Nelson is my friend, our third one.
Oh, right. So that's ranked number 5 now on a scale of 1 to 5.
That's right. I might have to say this is maybe number 1.
Oh, right.
Might be my favorite one so far.
Now, a thing I'm loving about this new album is that you've got, it's a 2-disc and you've got the light sides, which is 11 acoustic versions of Hawk Nelson favorites.
That's right. Yeah, it kind of gives everybody, you know, a little something they can enjoy. You know, if the parents buy their kids the CD because they know their kids like it, the parents can enjoy the acoustic version, you know, and something for the whole family. There you go.
What Hawk Nelson favorites do you think sound best acoustic, I wonder?
I haven't actually heard it in a while since we've recorded it. But I could remember recording some of them. I think some of them that turned out to be my favorite were Zero. I really like that one, the way that one turned out. And Everything You Ever Wanted did pretty nicely, too. I got to play the electric drill in it, so that was kind of fun.
Really? How does one actually play the electric drill, though?
I don't know. It was the last song of the day, and so I was kind of going a little bit loopy. So I thought I kept hearing it in my head. I'm like, hey, does anyone have like a cordless drill? They're like, why? Like, when did you break? I want to play it. It's like, what? So they let me do it, and they actually made it into the cut, so I was pretty happy about that.
Have you ever played any other form of instrument that's not really an instrument?
Not on recording, no.
No.
I've done weird things with vacuum cleaners, you know.
I always thought that has a nice hum to it. Just, yeah.
You know, nice resonance.
Let's talk about Crazy Love. What has inspired this album?
It's funny. The album is inspired by the song of the same title. Fun fact, the original title of the CD was called Truth Bombs.
Oh.
It didn't sit well with some of our management and like our label. They thought I kind of had a weird name to it, so I had spent, you know, 8 months writing a record called Truth Bomb. So I have all these songs that are about honesty and truth and, like, you know, things that, you know, I thought kids would need to hear, and then we were told that they didn't like the name, so I had to, a lot of the songs stayed still, so a lot of the songs on the record have a lot of truth in them. That's why, because the record was originally called Truth Bomb. But the song Crazy Love, which the record was title is inspired by, was inspired by the book Crazy Love, written by Francis Chan.
Okay.
Not sure if you read it, but it's an amazing book, and it's a book that talks about Jesus, how, you know, what he's done for us, you know, and we just kind of take it for granted. And the fact that he actually died for our sins is absolutely crazy, and we don't deserve it, you know, and that's where the title came from.
Oh, I think it's just such a brilliant summary of belief as a Christian. It's brilliant.
Thanks. I kind of think so, too. I mean, I think it's something kids can relate to and adults can relate to as well.
And it's completely catchy as well.
I hope so.
Oh, no, it gets stuck in my head. It's catchy.
I think so. That's good, good.
Actually, you've got to tell me about Tally Ho, track one, because I just love that saying, Tally Ho. I say it quite often. Mm-hmm. What inspired you with Tally Ho?
It's funny. I actually have, I play in another band in Canada with my dad and my brothers, and we're called the Dunn Boys. And that was actually a song from that band. I wrote it with my dad and brothers. And, you know, same actually from our last CD, a song, The Final Toast, that was also a song from our, from the Dunn Boys as well. And that's just, yeah, it's one of the guys heard it and they liked it and they thought we should put it on the Hawk record. So I said, all right, tally ho then, let's do it.
I've got to ask about the Dunn Boys. So this is a legit, this isn't just a, you know, you get together and you're a band, you're a band.
Well, I mean, we don't play a lot of shows, obviously, because my attention is based a lot on Hawk Nelson and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's just one of those things. It started as a complete joke about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
It was just me and my brothers and my dad, and we were playing at home, and it just kind of was fun, and we had really a lot of fun and excitement with it, so we just kept going with it.
Well, seeing as though last album had The Final Toast, which was a Dunn Boys song, do you think album 6 will have another Dunn Boys song?
I don't know. I think the Dunn Boys should just do another record then.
Do the Dunn Boys get royalties, though?
No. See, that's why we wrote Hawk Nelson.
Oh, there you go. Actually, I'm just going to say, moving a little bit off topic, because Christmas wasn't too long ago, and we definitely enjoyed the Chipmunk song from you guys. I just have to ask, what made you guys want to record that song, of all Christmas songs?
It's really funny, because I was the only one that wanted to do a Christmas song, and I had written a bunch of Christmas songs for, and the other guys didn't want to do anything with Christmas. They're like, no, we're not going to do a song, and I'm like, so I talked to her, and I'm like, well, I can just put a song. I've written a bunch of songs. Like, we can put one on there. And so then I thought they felt kind of bad. So they were like, okay, we'll do a song. So Hawk Nelson finally agreed to do a song together. So then they're like, okay, well, what song do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. And then I think I just heard that song, like, in the background on the TV.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, that Chipmunk song, we'll just do that one. So I didn't take much thought process.
No. Well, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, mixing it up a little bit, which was good.
Yeah, we had a blast. It only took us about 3 hours to record, too. Oh. It was always fun.
Wow. I've got to ask, like, with Crazy Love, you've got, you know, a lot of energy in that track. Are we expecting the whole album to be kind of at that level?
You know, it's kind of a bit of everything. It kind of goes back to our very first record, Letters to the President, a little more punk rock, you know, as you've heard Tally Ho. There's a lot of energy, I think, in the entire record, yeah. Crazy Love has a little bit more of a dancey vibe to it, which, you know, there's only a couple on there like that. The rest of it's pretty more old school Hawk Nelson.
Is that then better for you when doing it live? Does that give you a lot more grasp to kind of go a bit, I suppose, crazy on stage?
I guess so. I never really think about it until we actually start performing it. But, I think it's one of those things, if the crowd can get into it, then we can get into it. It's kind of contagious in that area, so... Yeah, I definitely think the more live upbeat songs are more fun to play, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you've no doubt toured the world with many bands, and when you were out here, you were with Super Chicken Newsboys. I have to ask, you know, is there a band that you have toured with that you enjoy the most?
I think the first one that comes to mind is Switchfoot.
Oh, really?
That's that band that, you know, we, like love, you know. There's a band that we could, like, we're fans of, you know what I mean? So to actually to be able to play shows with them, and it's just a cool thing to watch them play. And they're like, you know, because we do perform quite a bit, so when you do like summer festivals, it's not like you're going to go watch every band perform, because you see them like 30 times throughout the year.
Yeah,
but Switchfoot is that band that I'll watch every night. It's just they're breathtaking, you know. And it's they're very what's the word, they're very they're good role models, put it that way.
Okay, cool. Well, they're obviously into their surfing, and I'd assume that you're kind of into your snowboarding, is that correct?
Yeah, skating, snowboarding, sure, yeah.
Do you ever cross over to doing surfing, which I hear is, you know, there's obviously similar technique?
You know, I've tried surfing once, and it was a miserable experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even get any waves. And I was there for like 4 hours, I feel like.
Yeah, that does sound a bit...
And I woke up exhausted and sore, so I was like, forget that.
Absolutely. Let's get back to speaking about Crazy Love. What are you hoping that fans will get out of this album?
I hope we can encourage them to do something impactful with their lives, do something crazy, you know, because it talks about love and, like, what we can do to express love to people who need to feel love and to see love and experience love. And hopefully that will kind of catch on and people will see to make a difference, you know. I recently just set up this thing, not quite a nonprofit organization, but I'm raising money for juvenile diabetes.
Mm.
Long story short, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes.
Right.
And, you know, the Canadian Diabetes Association, who I'm starting to partner with, they really came to battle for me. They really fought hard for me as a kid. They provided me with the education I needed and the medicine and all the supplies I needed. And just as a way to say thanks and to give back to them, I want to start getting money back to them to help find a cure for diabetes. And
right.
It's a long shot. It's a long ways away, but I think every bit helps. And so I'm starting to promote that as much as I can everywhere I go.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's something to look into, for sure.
How do you get involved with the kind of charities and organizations that you push? I know that you're working with Hands for Hope in Haiti, is that correct? Hands and Feet, sorry.
Yeah, and the Hands and Feet Project as well in Haiti, yeah. I think everybody has different ways of going about it. For me, it's I just kind of feel like if there's like a drive or a tug on my heart to do it, I'll just do it. I'm not going to try to get involved with like taxes and like setting up nonprofits. I'm like, I want to do this, so I'll just do it. And eventually it'll catch on and those people will realize what's going on. They're like, oh, okay, oh, this is what you need to do. So we just kind of work out the kinks as we go.
Yeah.
But that's how I do it anyhow.
Oh, very good. Of course, when preparing for an interview, you know, I scan the internet, and so I'm calling this YouTube Watch. Dun-dun-dun. I'd insert a cool theme there, but I don't have one. Watching YouTube the other day, your photo shoot, you know, lots of suitcases and that kind of thing. Do you enjoy photo shoots?
I enjoy the first couple hours of them. But then they kind of end up being an all-day process. And
really?
Oh, here we go. I realize that's why bands always look angry in their photos. Because the photos are the only ones that have like the eighth hour. And they're like, oh, they're miserable now. They just want to go home.
You know how
that's how it happens.
I always notice in band photos that there's always one guy who's not looking at the camera. He's always looking to the...
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the attention deficit disorder?
I don't know. It's so funny that every band's got that guy. He's got to look into the corner of the wall or something. Act like they're not really there.
Bands
who do that though.
Oh yeah, actually, speaking of Switchfoot, their last album they had that going. There was, I think, only Tim was the one looking at the camera.
That's funny.
Of all of them, also New Year's resolutions. You mentioned on YouTube that one of your resolutions was to keep in touch with your friends better, especially the three that did come to your mind.
Yes.
Have you done that?
I've done it.
Oh, good.
I try not to tell them because I didn't want them to think it was like a forcing. I was like forcing myself to call them so they didn't feel weird. But I did tell my best friend from back home that I was going to do that. And so, and if I don't, he'll definitely let me know. So, yeah, I've been calling them on a weekly basis so far. We're only 2 weeks into the new year though, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's been good so far, though.
Is how well do you know Jason Dunn of the past? How well do you know yourself, pretty much? So I'm going to read the questions out, and I'm going to correct you according to the answers that you gave me previously.
All right.
Okay, your full name?
Jason Michael Dunn.
Is that your real name?
That is my real name. People have confused me, and there's been rumors that my middle name is Kevin.
No, you told me last time that it was Michael James Dunn originally.
Oh, yeah, I was born Michael James Dunn for about 3 days, and it switched.
Oh, just the 3 days?
Yep.
Wow.
In the newspaper, I'm known as Michael James.
Wow, there you go. Dream instrument?
Oh, which one? I've got so many. Did I say the violin?
No, you said the tin whistle.
Oh, the tin whistle. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too, yeah.
What are you most afraid of?
Birds.
Wow, you said snakes and falling through ice. You've changed.
Yeah, well, I do. I do fear falling through ice. I hate birds too.
Oh, so do I. We have so much in common. What time do you? Oh, sorry. What do you do when you get bored?
Well, I play Wii.
Yes.
They haven't changed, right?
Correct.
All right, good. I'm still bored, I guess.
Song you wish you wrote?
Oh, boy.
You did say a billion, but then you did actually get a bit more specific than a billion.
I was about to say that again. I think I had trouble on this one last time, too. Actually, there's a couple of good songs. The song Counting the Days by Goldfinger is the song I wish I wrote.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Your answer was What's Left of the Flag.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
Oh,
Jude, that song did pretty well.
Oh, that's I love the bridge. You just can't get a better. Oh, love it.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Which movie can you quote from the most?
Dumb and Dumber.
Ah, correct. Sure. Worst habit?
Biting my nail.
Correct. Oh, you're doing well now. Pizza topping. Your favorite pizza topping?
Bacon and black olives.
Yes, correct.
All right.
TV show? Oh, come on. This should be so easy for you. Well,
Hockey Night in Canada.
Yes, Hockey Night in Canada. Yeah. Time you usually go to bed. Maybe this has changed.
I'd have to say maybe 12, midnight.
Well, you said when you're on the road, it's 2 to 3 a.m. Or if at home, it's 11 p.m.
Yeah, see, I'm not on the road right now, so I'm usually in bed by midnight now.
This is probably a weird question to ask again. Last person you went to dinner with?
My wife.
Well, that's incorrect because it was your parents last time.
Oh.
Your favorite hockey team?
Calgary Flames.
Ah, correct. And if you were a tour guide in Canada, where would you take us?
Oh, I'll take you to Prince Edward Island.
Oh, it's incorrect. You said Harvey's for lunch. Well, there you go.
Oh.
You've changed a little bit, Jason.
Yeah, see, I went to more concrete, less concrete to more actual cities. Shoot.
It's all good. Actually, just one final very quick question. How is Murphy the dog?
He is really well. He's sleeping right now.
Oh, good.
He's calmed down quite a bit. I just gave him a bath yesterday, so he's very fresh and clean.
Oh, very nice. Very good.
Two in a couple months.
Jason Dunn, a pleasure as always catching up with you, and all the best with Crazy Love. We're loving Crazy Love, so I'm sure we're going to love the entire album.
Thank you so much.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.